The Buccaneers aren't playing this weekend, but there are plenty of teams in action. Who to watch, who to root for, and I predict the final 7 regular season games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now on Locked On Bucs.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, and welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we are free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Of course, we thank you for making us your first listen or your first view of the day. I'm David Harrison, writer for BucsGameDay.com, part of Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation. You can find me on Twitter at DHarrison82. Find the show at Locked On Bucs. My co-host, James Yarko, not here for this episode, but you can find him as the deputy editor of BucsNation.com and on Twitter at JYarko_Bucks. Thanks again for making us your first listener, your first view every single day. Today's episode brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is fun. It's easy to play, and there's no competing against know-it-all fantasy pros. It's just you versus the projections. First-time users, you get a 100% deposit match when you use the promo code Locked On at sign-in. Up to $100. So you get up to $100 deposit match from Prize Picks using the promo code Locked On. While the Buccaneers are enjoying some much needed R&R, rest and relaxation, recovery, whatever you want to call it, it's the perfect time for us to look ahead at what is to come. The Buccaneers got to take it week to week. We do not have to. We get to look at all the weeks all at once. And this is, again, the perfect time to do so. And I do mean perfect. The Buccaneers are midway through their 2022 campaign, having played 10 games already. They've got 10 or 11 to go, depending on what happens here. So about as right down the middle as you can get. You can call this the turnaround point. After next week's game, Tampa Bay has less football to play than they've already completed. So that is where we are in the season. Now, before we get to the week 11 games, and I'm going to talk about who you should be watching, who you should be rooting for as a Buccaneers fan, we're going to talk about the rest of the season. I went ahead and projected the rest of the NFL season as I see it going based on what we've seen so far and what I think I know today as we approach week 11. Again, the Buccaneers bye weeks. According to these projections, which, by the way, I plug them into playoffpredictors.com. So if you want to play along, go along, see what you come up with, playoffpredictors.com. There's many sites to use. That's the one that I use. Not a paid advertisement, so you know that it's 100% legit. So if there's some sort of tiebreaker discrepancy involved in these things, look at them. Don't at me. I didn't enter the algorithms. That's their own stuff. So after I entered in these projections, here's how the NFC, first of all, here's how the NFC stacks up today. As we stand today, the number one seed in the NFC is the Philadelphia Eagles. Number two is the Minnesota Vikings. The Seattle Seahawks are third. The Buccaneers, leaders of the NFC South, are currently fourth. Then you have the Giants in fifth. Cowboys 6th, 49ers are the 7th seed and the last team that would make the playoffs if it started today. In the AFC, you have the Chiefs, Dolphins, then Titans, Ravens, Jets, Bills, and Patriots. Patriots. So that's how both conferences shape up as we stand today. Now, after my projections, I still have the Eagles finishing first in the NFC. The Vikings are still second. The San Francisco 49ers are third in my projection. The Buccaneers finished 10-7, so they win 5 of their last 7 games and finish 4th, winning the NFC South. 5th seed I have is the Cowboys. I have the Commanders 6th. I have the Seahawks 7th. So the team currently in the playoff picture that I have missing the playoffs are the New York Giants, who are currently 5th, swapping them out for the Washington Commanders, who currently sit 8th, right outside the playoff picture. Commanders and Giants have 2 games against each other coming up here mid-December. That's going to be a huge part of this whole thing. For those wondering, I have the Commanders and Giants splitting those 2 games. So in that projection, the Buccaneers would host the Cowboys in the wild card round. I think the Cowboys know probably what would happen in that contest. On the AFC side of things, just for those who are curious, I do have the Chiefs holding onto that 1 seed. I have the Bills eventually moving into the 2nd seed. The Ravens are 3rd. Titans are 4th. Dolphins 5th. Bengals 6th. Jets 7th. So leaving that playoff picture, the teams that are currently in it, the Patriots, who currently sit 7th, I have them falling out, and I have the Bengals, who currently sit 9th, moving in. Now, with playoff orders, right, we also have NFL draft orders. So the NFL draft, as my projections would have them sit, Jaguars get the number 1 overall pick, Texans get the second. By the way, they also get the 11th in the trade with the Cleveland Browns for quarterback Deshaun Watson. Panthers are third, followed by Raiders and Steelers rounding out the top five. You then have the Falcons, Broncos, Rams, Pats, and Lions rounding up the top 10. So projected playoffs, and the way I see it, the Bucs beat the Cowboys, right? Because they've already done it twice in a row in recent memory. That would then put them up against the top-seeded Eagles in Philadelphia in January, which is disgusting. So that's the earliest they would get bounced. Okay, I'm not going to go through and project all the way to the Super Bowl, but basically, I think the Bucs beat the Cowboys in the wild card round because we've seen that song and dance done already. The Philadelphia Eagles, a little bit of a different story. See how they finish this season. I know the Bucs beat them last year, but you could say that Jalen Hurts is a different quarterback. A.J. Brown is on the team now. They just signed Ndamukong Suh, in case you haven't heard. And they've got some other things going for them as well. So basically, the way I projected, the earliest the Bucs get bounced from the NFC playoffs is the divisional round, which puts them somewhere between pick 25 and 32 if they make it and win the Super Bowl. That will come up later in today's episode, so remember that. Of course, none of this is set in stone. And starting this weekend, it could all be changed, turned upside down on top of its head. So we'll take a look at what Week 11 holds for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how Week 11 can impact what's going on with the Bucs, and of course, who you should be rooting for as you watch football worry-free, because you know your Buccaneers cannot possibly lose. But first, my 20th wedding anniversary is coming up in April, and my friends at Blue Nile are going to help me make it extra special. And whether you're looking to pop the question or you have a milestone to celebrate like I do, Blue Nile can help you make your celebration a memorable one. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring with their easy online tools. They'll let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as the setting style. And if you don't know what any of those things are, don't worry. Blue Nile also has jewelry experts on hand 24/7. You can go through phone or you can use their chat to help find a memorable gift at every budget. Mark your moment. Make your moment sparkle with Blue Nile. Go to BlueNile.com and use the code Locked On to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. Again, that's Blue Nile, BlueNile.com. Use the promo code Locked On to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. BlueNile.com, code Locked On. This episode also brought to you by Tommy John. Getting stuck in Black Friday crowds is super uncomfortable. Shopping at Tommy John's Black Friday sale from your couch is super duper comfortable. When you give your loved ones Tommy John, they're that much more comfortable and they can do everything better. Shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale right now and give the gift of comfort to everyone on your list, including yourself, with brand new Tommy John underwear, loungewear, and pajamas. With over 8 million pairs sold, giving Tommy John has become a holiday tradition. 97% of women and men love getting a gift from Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fans. Celebrate softness season with the gift of Tommy John underwear, loungewear, and pajamas. Every gift is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale going on right now and get 30% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/LockedOn. That's 30% off everything now at TommyJohn.com/LockedOn. TommyJohn.com/LockedOn. See the site for details. Thanks for making Locked On Bucks your first listener and first view of the day. For your second, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter to the biggest stories in sports, go behind the scenes and behind the stories in ways that only the Locked On Podcast Network can provide you. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to start looking at what needs to happen for the Buccaneers to have a shot at the one seed in the NFC. Stop laughing. It's absolutely possible. It could happen. The Buccaneers are currently 5-5, 10 weeks into the season. Week 11 coming up, they're on their bye, so we're not going to have another game. They currently have the sixth best record in the NFC, so they're five spots out. But they're the fourth seed because they're leading the NFC South division, which gives them the fourth seed. They lead that division by one game over the Atlanta Falcons, who, as you know, probably the Bucs have already beaten once this season, with another contest coming up later this year. There's still plenty of football to play, seven more weeks to go, and as you already know, I project the Buccaneers to win five of their last seven games based off the way they're currently playing and who their opponents are coming up. Because the Washington Commanders defeated the Philadelphia Eagles in Week 10, the Bucs are now only four games out of first place in the NFC. Not a perfectly round four games because the Eagles actually have four fewer losses, but they only have three more wins. The Eagles have already been on their bye week, so this is the opportunity the Buccaneers could gain some ground without actually doing
anything but resting. And there's a little bit of history here. The last time the Washington Commanders visited an undefeated NFL team during the back half of the regular season in the state of Pennsylvania, they beat that team. That team went on to win no more games for the rest of the season. That was the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I'm not saying that the Eagles are going to win no more games for the rest of the season, but what I'm saying is any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. So who do the Eagles play this weekend? They play the Indianapolis Colts, and they do it in Indianapolis. Now, you might be sitting back and saying, you know what? There's no way the Indianapolis Colts are going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. The Washington Commanders did it. Okay, that's a division game. Division games are always kind of weird. No way the Colts are going to do it. So listen, you're going to want to root for the Colts anyway. Even if you don't think they can win, you still want to root for them. Maybe you don't want to bet on them, right? The Eagles are favored by 6.5 points at BetOnline. So maybe you don't want to bet on them. I would actually take the Colts and the points. I think they're going to cover that spread, to be quite honest with you. But the Colts actually have a chance here, and I'm going to tell you why. So I know the Colts are the butt of a lot of jokes, right? Jim Irsay is kind of crazy. Jeff Saturday, out of left field head coach. By the way, if you go back to last week, I predicted the Colts to beat the Raiders in Jeff Saturday's first game, just because why not? But even more than that, the Colts are coming off of a game and a win over those Raiders where they ran the football for over 200 yards against the Raiders in one game. Before that game, the Raiders, their run defense was about mid-level. It's about middle of the pack in the National Football League. Now they're 21st because they gave up two games worth of rushing yards in one shot. But that's what happens when you get run on for that many yards. Philadelphia, in that loss against the Washington Commanders, if you didn't watch it, you didn't look up the stats, they gave up 152 yards rushing on the ground to the Washington Commanders offense. Now, the Eagles have since signed former Buccaneer defensive tackle, defensive lineman, rather, Ndamukong Suh. And they signed another defensive lineman to help bolster their front seven. But those guys were signed on Thursday. So the likelihood of them playing on Sunday is very, very low. The likelihood of them playing well on Sunday is also very, very low if they play at all. And the likelihood of them really being more of a hindrance than they are a help is actually very high. So now the Eagles come into this game against the Indianapolis Colts, who just put up 200 plus yards against the Raiders, with a worse ranked running defense than what the Raiders had coming into the same matchup. Except the Raiders were at home. So the Colts were on the road when they did this. Now the Colts are going back home to Lucas Oil, and they're going up against a run defense that, in theory anyway, was worse than the Eagles. And believe me, Jeff Saturday is a player. He knows that the Eagles are going to come in expecting a whole lot of run from Jonathan Taylor. They're probably going to get it, but he's also going to be looking to set up that play action and try to get some deep shots with Matt Ryan. So all those things, I don't know that the Eagles win this game, guys. I don't know that the Colts can't win this game. Now, whatever happens, right, it should be a competitive match either way. So again, BetOnline has them favored, the Eagles, that is, by 6.5 points. I'm just saying it's going to be a tricky game, and if the Eagles lose, then the Buccaneers are in better shape as it stands with the number one seed in the NFC. So that would mean the Minnesota Vikings take over the number one seed. Now let's move into the rest of the NFL schedule on Sunday. If they're an AFC on AFC team, we don't really care about the outcome. So Jets, Patriots, Browns, Bills, Raiders, Broncos, Bengals, Steelers, Chiefs, Chargers, not really any consequence outside of maybe entertainment value. And now that the Bills and Browns game has been moved to Detroit because of all the snow, there's really no entertainment value there. If you want me to pick, I'm going to go Jets over Pats, Bills over Browns, Raiders over Broncos, just because I want to continue to see the Broncos thing blow up, Bengals over Steelers, and the Chiefs over the Los Angeles Chargers. So games that matter. Again, if the Eagles lose to the Colts, now the Vikings are the number one seed, so we want them to lose as well. And that game just so happens to be right after the Eagles and Colts game. So if you can watch both, cheer for the Colts. If they get the win, flip it over to Vikings and Cowboys. And I know it's gross, and I know you don't really want to, but you need to root for the Cowboys to give them the Minnesota Vikings their second loss of the season. By the way, BetOnline has Dallas favored by one. I know the Minnesota Vikings only have one loss, but that they're not a one-loss team. Like, I get it. You are what your record says you are, but trust me, they've had a lot of things go their way to get to that record. If Dallas can keep themselves from beating themselves, right, don't fumble any quarterback sneaks or anything like that, they could definitely win that game. And if they do, now both the quote-unquote number one seeds in the NFC fall down. They get two losses. The Bucs now have five. You're now three losses behind, and now it's a whole different race entering week 12. So you have an early game. You have a mid-afternoon game on Sunday. Colts and Cowboys, that's who you want to win. Sunday night, it's Chiefs and Chargers. We don't really care I got the Chiefs winning that one for what it's worth. Monday night is Niners and Seahawks. Again, the Bucs are playing for division title in the NFC South. They're not really looking for wild card positioning, so I'm not too worried about where the Niners and Seahawks sit as the wild card pertains. As far as the number one seed goes, I don't feel either of these guys are really too big of a threat, but the Cardinals have the worst record right now. So if they beat the 49ers, they bring them down. They do elevate themselves a little bit, but basically you pull them both down to 5 wins through 11 weeks. So that could be cool. Plus, I don't like Kyler Murray. So if you're with me, then you don't want to see Kyler Murray win. Niners have John Lynch, so there's at least a Bucs tie there. Of course, we want the Saints, Falcons, and Panthers all to lose. I think two of those three are going to lose. I do think New Orleans beats the Rams, who really have no defense outside of Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, and also will be without Cooper Kupp. So if all these things happen the way that I see them happening, or could happen, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would still be fourth, right? But they would also be just 3 games back of both the Eagles and the Vikings from the number one seed in the NFC with 7 games left to play. No matter what happens, whether it's Niners or Cardinals that win that matchup, the NFC West leader will have the same record. No matter who wins, the NFC West leader will have the same record. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. The Bucs are still going to be trailing that division leader by 1 game. So that's Sunday, that's Monday, but there's another day of football. And of course, we're talking about Saturday and college football. Remember that draft pick projection we talked about just a little while ago? We're going to look back at that for a Saturday watch list as well. But first, today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for your sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer to esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net, where the Buccaneers are currently tied with the Miami Dolphins for Super Bowl winner odds. If you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They've got the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fixed. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more at BetOnline, where the game starts. It's never too early to look at the NFL draft, and I think most of us expect Tom Brady to not be a Buccaneers quarterback next year one way or another, but we also don't expect the first-round pick to go to quarterback, right? So where might the Buccaneers go with that first-round pick, whatever it is, whether it's 25 to 32? Again, if you go back to the earlier projections, that's kind of where I see the Buccaneers landing. Worst case scenario, 10-7 in the regular season, 5-7 to wrap up the regular season. And then if they get bounced, probably in the divisional round to a team like the Philadelphia Eagles. So 25 to 32, somewhere in that range. So looking at the bye week, what do we know about the Buccaneers so far? What are some of the needs? I would say some of the needs here, short area wide receiver. We know that Russell Gage was kind of supposed to be that guy. Scotty Smith really isn't that kind of slot specialist type of guy. So I don't think you have the answer there either. So I think you're still looking for that guy, maybe not necessarily in the first round, but just again, some general draft needs here, right? Cornerback, strong safety, depending on what happens with Mike Edwards and or Jamel Dean. And you can never have enough help in the trenches, right? So again, not a full comprehensive list, but just some items that the Buccaneers could be looking for in the NFL draft as we hit the bye week. Not going too deep down the 2023 offseason rabbit hole here. We do still have, like I said, 10 or 11 games of Buccaneers football to watch. So we don't need to go too far down. So if your favorite need was not mentioned, don't worry. It doesn't mean that I don't think they need it necessarily. Just not going to be mentioned here on this episode. So that's loosely what we're eyeing right now. And remember, the Bucs nearly pulled the trigger on drafting Georgia safety Lewis Cine this past year. So they obviously thought that was a need. I don't know that they necessarily found their long-term answer there anyway. So that could potentially be somewhere that they target high in, whether it be first round, day two, what have you. So the most recent Sports Illustrated mock draft came right after the trade deadline. At that time, the Bucs had not won 2 games in a row, so had him sitting 8th overall. They took Clemson defense tackle Brian Breesy. That's probably not going to happen. Our projections, again, have them mid to late 20s or later if they get deeper in the playoffs. So who are some prospects there? If you're eyeing quarterbacks, and these are games you can watch this weekend, okay? We're going to start late. Utah versus Oregon, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're on the East Coast, take a nap, wake up late, whatever it is. But look, you don't got to wake up to watch Bucs football on Sunday. So if you got to stay up a little bit later, you can. This game's going to be even more fun because both Utah and Oregon are top 15 teams. but cornerback Clark Phillips III playing for Utah and cornerback Christian Gonzalez playing for Oregon. I think Gonzalez really kind of fits more of the Bowles mold of cornerback more than like a guy like Phillips does, but two of the quote unquote top corners in college football this year playing in that game. So if you think the Buccaneers might go corner there, you know, Jamel Dean, maybe, you know, Sean Murphy Bunting might be leaving. Zion McCollum, not sure if he's ready to step fully into that third cornerback role. So maybe they look there at Phillips or Gonzalez in that Utah and Oregon game. Some interesting wide receiver prospects, wide receiver Josh Downs out of North Carolina. I think he's probably out of the guys playing this weekend. He might be the most kind of AB-ish type of receiver on this list. He'll be playing Georgia Tech at 5:30 p.m. So it's a little bit earlier than the Utah-Oregon game. So UNC versus Georgia Tech, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you can catch that, look in the slot. Josh Downs is a slot specialist, and I think that's what the Buccaneers are kind of missing here. Jackson, not playing in this game due to injury, may not even be back this season, to be quite honest with you, according to latest reports. The Maryland Terps, the Terrapins, they have a pretty good wide receiver, Dante Demas Jr. Not really that slot, you know, shorter, kind of short area type of guy, more of a longer, bigger guy, but still entertaining to watch. That game's at 3:30 p.m. So if you want a primer for that 5:30, you can check that out. But what Ohio State and Maryland do both have is offensive linemen that the Buccaneers could have their eyes on. Ohio State, we're talking about offensive tackle DeJuan Jones. Maryland has offensive tackle Jalen Duncan. So maybe those two guys, again, never can have enough help in the trenches. So there's a Big Ten matchup that has some draft prospects in it. James will be happy to hear this. Illinois Fighting Illini at Michigan, noon Eastern. So another Big Ten matchup. But look, you want to watch Illinois and Michigan at noon, Ohio State, Maryland at 3:30, maybe flip it over to UNC, Georgia Tech if Ohio State is running away with that one, and then come back for Utah, Oregon late at night. You'll have draft prospects throughout your Saturday to keep an eye on and start developing some opinions on. Illinois, they've got cornerback Devin Witherspoon. Not having a terrible season, you know what I mean? He does play for Illinois, so you know, you feel bad for him there. But he's a pretty good draft prospect to keep an eye on. Again, I don't know if he's got the size that a Todd Bowles defense would want, but he's still a pretty good prospect to keep an eye on. Cornerback DJ Turner on the Michigan side of that matchup is another guy. He's kind of underwhelmed a little bit so far this season. So we'll see if he can pick that up against some size concerns. I think Gonzalez, again, probably the most Todd Bowles-esque type of corner on the list. Of course, we've got Florida fans. We've got Florida State fans. We know you guys are out there listening and watching. Florida has Vanderbilt at noon. So if you're watching that game, Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson, don't think the Buccaneers are going to target him. If they go with the Florida quarterback as their starter 2023, it's probably Kyle Trask. I have some opinions about that we'll talk about as we get closer to that time. Let's tackle Jervon Dexter, day two guy. I kind of view him, if he were to live above a Will Golston type of role, if he can develop more, very, very raw, I would say, about him. A guy who hasn't played a lot of football in his life compared to a lot of other guys in his situation. But, of course, the crown jewel here for the Gators draft class, I think right now, as far as the Bucs are concerned, is offensive lineman Osiris Torrence, PFF 2021 All-American. Might be a little too rich for the Buccaneers to go interior offensive line there, but you never know what they actually think about Luke Getteke on the inside there. That, obviously, this draft pick would tell a lot about that if they took Torrence there. So, Gators fans, you know, those are the three guys that obviously I'm keeping an eye on. I think those are the three guys you're keeping an eye on, Bucs fans in general. If you watch the Gators versus Vanderbilt, those are the three guys you're going to want to keep an eye on. Florida State versus Louisiana at noon. And the edge rusher Jared Verse from Florida State is probably the top draft prospect there for the Seminoles. Again, not sure that they go that direction. Jared Verse right now, you know, getting some talk about being earlier in the draft. Don't know that the Bucs necessarily go that direction there. But look, there are guys right now that are being mocked in the fifth that will be all the way up to the first. There are guys that are in the first that'll be day three prospects, especially this far out. So those are some guys. That's the slate of games on Saturday. So again, Florida State versus Louisiana at noon. Florida versus Vanderbilt also at noon. Illinois and Michigan at noon as well. And then you go to 3:30 p.m. Ohio State versus Maryland, 5:30 p.m. North Carolina versus Georgia Tech, and then 10:30 p.m. for those of you who like your Buffalo wings with a little bit of nighttime magic, Utah and Oregon. So that is your game preview for the weekend. We got NFL, we got college, we got Saturday, we got Sunday, we got Monday, all the time slots. You know exactly who to watch and exactly why to watch them. Of course, you can watch whatever you want and you can listen to whatever you want, which is why we appreciate you guys making the Locked On Bucks podcast first listener, your first view every single day. For your next one, check out Locked On Sports Today. The games that matter, the biggest storyline, go behind the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts with insight that only Locked On can provide. Speaking of going behind the scenes, if you haven't seen James Yarko's interview with Buccaneers staff writer Bree, her first appearance on the show, make sure you check that out. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, or wherever you get podcasts. We will be back. James will have another bi-week episode. It will be solo because I will be traveling or in Houston covering the Washington Commanders facing Davis Mills and Houston Texans. So if you got questions for him or something you want him to discuss on that episode, send him in to LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com or call in and be a part of the show, 813-444-5841. For James Yarko, I'm David Harrison. Until we speak again, check out everything we are writing at BucksGameDay.com and BucksNation.com. Find us on Twitter at DHarrison82, at JYarko_Bucks, and at Bucks. If you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another, wash your hands, fire the cannons, and join us right here at Locked On Bucks.